And the salary negotiation coach, Josh Duddy, joins us from the United States. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. Now, you advise clients on how to get a better salary deal once they secure a job offer. Talk us through this. How should an employee, what should they say to a prospective employer to up their wage?
Sure. So it really begins before they get a job offer. I advise my clients not to disclose their current salary or the salary expectations that they have. And the reason is that a lot of times employers will use that as sort of an easy out to offer a number that is, you know, marginally appealing relative to, say, my current salary, as opposed to a number that is designed to convince me that this is the right opportunity for me and to entice me to come take the role. So the negotiation in many respects starts early in the interview process, before there are any job offers in hand, or maybe even before the formal interviews begin. So that's the first step. Then you can kind of fast forward through the interview process and assume, you know, for the purposes of our conversation, that the candidate is a strong candidate, he did well in the interview, and now they have a job offer coming. The next thing I advise them to do is set what I call their minimum acceptable salary, which is the number that they have in mind that will be the minimum that they require to accept the job so that they can win the negotiation either way. Either they're able to negotiate a number at or above that minimum, or they're not, and they can walk away feeling comfortable that that just wasn't the right opportunity for me. It didn't afford the right pay or benefits for me. Once they get the offer, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Josh, just because we're tight for time, one of our contributors earlier in the program said that what she did was she approached her employer and she just asked to be paid fairly. Do you expect many employers to be fair?
I think that they will be fair if there is enough market pressure that they have to offer a fair wage in order to get the right talent or to retain the right talent. So I think fairness is sort of driven really by the profit motive, which is a nice topic. But I think the answer is yes, in a situation where there's competition for that person and another firm might scoop them up if they're not paid a fair wage when they have an opportunity.
It's interesting because obviously we're talking about BBC gender pay gap, the BBC story that continues in the news cycle now. Do you notice any difference in the way your female clients approach pay negotiations compared to your male clients?
I do, but maybe not where you would expect it. So there, I see it as sort of two phases in the folks that I work with. There's the sort of pre-negotiation phase, and that's where I see the largest difference in male and female clients. Women tend, in my experience, this is fully anecdotal, of course, but they tend to be less inclined to negotiate, whereas men seem to be sort of more inclined to negotiate and sort of ready to go. And so a lot of times early in the process, I'll have to sort of lay out good reasons that my clients should negotiate. And I feel like I have to emphasize those reasons a little bit more with female clients, with women, so that they'll actually engage in the negotiation and try to get the best wage possible. Once they've begun negotiating, things look very, very similar. I don't use different tactics for men and women, for example. So once they're engaged in the negotiation, the tactics look very much the same, and men and women perform and get results similarly in salary negotiations, in my experience.
But why would a woman be less likely to negotiate? I don't get that. Why?
I think it's a good question. To be honest with you, and I think this may not be a very popular opinion, but I think one reason is that because a lot of the time we as a society, and I'm in the U.S., you're in the U.K., but I think as a Western society, we often tell women, you're going to be discriminated against, you will not be paid fairly, don't bother negotiating, because the deck is stacked against you in a systemic way. And so I think that may be a big contributor is they say, well, I've already been told that this probably isn't going to work out for me, I don't want to take that risk. And because I'm pretty confident that I'm not going to get a good result from negotiating, I'm just not going to attempt it. I'm not going to rock the boat, and I'll just take the salary that I'm offered.
It's really interesting, actually. Josh, thank you very much indeed. Josh Duddy, who joining us tonight from the US, is a salary negotiator.